Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm Václav. I work at JetBrains for quite some time. I work on a project called MPS, which I want to use here as an example to illustrate my point regarding projectional editing. How many of you know already what projectional editing is? All right, so only very few people here. Perfect. Good. How many of you know JetBrains? Out of curiosity. All right. Okay, that's much bigger percentage here. Well, you know, we do tools, right? We do IDEs. And not only the state-of-the-art IDEs, but we also try to invest into, like, the future, right? What should be the future of programming, how programming should be done in the future. And we've got, in particular, two projects that are worth mentioning, right? One of them, Kotlin, an open-source language, where we try to come up with ideas of how to make languages better. And then MPS, the second one, where we try actually to come up with ideas how to make tooling better. And that's what I want to focus on more today. You know, when programming was invented in 1950s and 60s, most of us were not in the business of IT at that time, right? So it was done without us. And now I'm getting a bit philosophical here, but you know, if things exist already when people get born, then they tend to take it for granted. It's like, you know, it's given. It's been invented before. The world has never been different. So it's very difficult to imagine things to be different for us. So it's a task for the visionaries to actually think out of the box and think about things like, you know, how programming could be done differently. Although we've got programming languages, we've got tooling, and they are getting better. Maybe they are getting better towards a local optimum. Maybe there's a better way, you know, where we can make tooling and programming much more efficient and much, much better just using slightly different technologies. Obviously, I don't have an answer. I only have projectional editor here to show you as a contribution to the discussion of, you know, how programming could potentially be done. And now, I mentioned already MPS. It stands for Meta Programming System. And in fact, it is a pretty old project at JetBrains. It started back in 2003. And it is our attempt to rethink some of the dogmas on which programming is currently built. And one of these dogmas is the editor. Now, MPS is essentially a language workbench for domain-specific languages. So it's a comprehensive tool where you can design languages and then use them to write code. And in particular, we focus on domain-specific languages, which you perhaps understand are languages of some limited capabilities, focus on particular problem domain. For example, we've got customers in northern Italy who use domain-specific languages to allow town hall clerks to define gamification rules for the citizens. So, you know, they create rules like how many points a citizen gets for walking to work or using the bicycle or public transport or recycling, and then what rewards you get for what, you know, how many points. So this is sort of high-level programming, basically a rule definition that you don't really need programmers to create. Then another example is the Dutch tax office, who have running system that are able to calculate tax for every citizen in the Netherlands. But the rules that define how much in taxes someone should pay, they are written using high-level languages, domain-specific languages that correspond to the legislation valid in the country. Well, the third example I have is medical software, where you can imagine applications running on a mobile phone that tell you when you're supposed to take a medicine. Right? If your doctor prescribes you some medicine, instead of being in a hospital, you can have a mobile application that tells you